Okay, this shmooze is not exactly sure how to tie to it. We're going to tie to it course 101 in human relations, or in marriage, or any relations. Now, some people might tie it as pashut, because they're big bekiyim in human relations, but I don't think it's so pashut, and even if it's pashut, it's a very nice seer for an understanding of human relations. Let's read the story. The story goes, there's a pasuk before, which is not on the, it didn't get photocopied because it's on the page before. It says that the Plishtim were very jealous of Yitzhak, because Yitzhak was very rich. So what did they do? They went ahead and pasuk Tasvav, and they, all the bearers that Avram Avinu and his Avodim made, they closed up. And then next pasuk in Tassayin, that Avimelech tells Yitzhak, would you please leave us, because we don't like you around, because you are too rich and it's bothering us, whatever the problem of you being too rich. And then Yitzhak leaves, pasuk tes Yud-Zayin. That's the sequence. So Yud-Dawid is they were jealous, Tesvav is they filled up the Beiris, Tesayin is he tells them to leave, and then Yitzhak leaves. So the simple reading of the pasuk is in the Hemshuk of the Psukim, is since pasuk Yud-Dawid was that the Mitzvishim were jealous, and then the pasuk Tesvav says they filled it up with dirt. So anyway, the reads of Psukim reads that the reason why they filled up with dirt is because they were jealous. They were jealous, Yitzhak was too rich, so they wanted to, whatever, sabotage his wealth. Okay. Comes along Rashi and says, seems to say a different shot. Sosman Plishtim, the nation of Takana Hemrano, because they said that this is a Takala, this is hurting us. That because if soldiers, enemies will come, they're going to go ahead and use these wells to fight us. So Rashi, for some strange reason, seems to take the psukim out of Parshat Shat. The Parshat Shat, the sequence of the psukim is that they filled it up because they were jealous. And Rashi says no. That it's because of a different reason, that they said for strategical reasons for war, it's a bad thing to have these wells because they help our enemies. So the Sifra Chaim brings, it's a Machlekes Achreinim, so he brings the first person, the Nachlas Yaakov, I think that's who it is, or maybe it's Yitzchak, I don't remember, that why did Rashi read the simple chat? Because he has some diak why Rashi didn't learn the simple pshat. Because should have written the pasuk a little differently. Okay. So the Sifra Chaim says no, a snapshot. That of course they did it, they were sasman because of the jealousy, as the simple reading of the psukkah. Where Rashi in Tesvav is saying, that's not the real reason, that's what they said. The real reason why they closed up the wells is because they were jealous. But they gave a different reason. Right? They hid the real reason. The real reason, that's how he's saying Rashi. The Nesha Amru, that really, let's read the Sifra Chaim inside. The Linear, the Menea Kinna Sasma, they really closed it up because of Kinna. Okidei Shadar Aharos, I Kinna. But because they didn't want the kinna to be noticed, Amru Takala, they gave a phony reason. So now it's very interesting. Why did they go ahead, if they were motivated for kinna, so why did they go ahead, but they didn't want Yitzhak, superficially you would read them, that for some reason they didn't want Yitzhak to know the real motivation. So therefore they gave a baloney excuse. Okay, that sounds fine. The people sometimes do something because they're jealous, but they don't want you to know that I'm jealous, so they made up a baloney excuse. They obviously, I'm doing this because I don't like you. Like the teacher punishes the student because he doesn't like the kid and he wants to get revenge. I got you. But he doesn't want to admit to the kid that I'm doing it because I don't like you. So he makes up a baloney excuse, but he feels happy because I was able to get the guy. And the kid thinks he got the excuse because he misbehaved. All right. But let's keep on reading the Sisser Chomet. He says, in Rokeh, he shows how we know that from the Pasuk. We can skip that because that's not really now getting to the Shmuz. That's just how Rashi knew this is Pshat. Okay? So then, let's skip down. B'choshku. They thought. She'yargish b'kenasem v'yeret net. Why they do this? That was the real reason they did it. Is so that Yitzhak would to hear the kinna and leave. Because Avimelech shown his kind of machshavto, and then Avimelech saw that it didn't work. Omer Rabbi Seirish, Lechem Mada. So now he says like this. This is very, very strange. He says it's not that they wanted to have they had an agenda. They just wanted Yitzhak to suffer. Ooh, we don't like Yitzhak. Let's make him suffer. So we're going to close up the wells, but we don't want him to know what our real agenda is. Humphikit. The only reason why they closed up the wells, according to the Sifrei Chachamim, is because they wanted to tell Yitzhak, would you get lost? We don't want you here. Right? Because we don't like you. They wanted to convey to Yitzhak the message that we don't like you, we don't want you, we hate you, and that's why they're closing up the wells, so would you please leave? That's what he says. And they thought that by closing up the wells, Yitzhak would get that message. Then, for some reason, Yitzhak didn't get the message. So then Avimelech, okay, told him point blank. So here, it's don't make no sense, seemingly. If there are a few things that don't make sense. First of all, if they wanted to tell Yitzhak that we don't like you, and you should, right, that's what he says. So if they wanted to, they're closing up the wells so that Yitzhak will get the message that they don't like him and have a lead, so why didn't they, the Chatzina, just go tell him straight? I mean, that seems to be a much better than assuming he's going to get the message. First of all, obviously, you know, there's always a danger he won't. And it's, you know, you just way tell him straight, you know for sure he gets a message. Also, closing up the wells is a very expensive way of getting the message across, because it's like cutting off your own nose. The Plishtim, these wells were tremendous, I'm sure. Obviously, they were very valuable wells. And if you would just ask Yitzhak to leave, which is what you want, then you have the wells for yourself, which are very valuable. So you're going ahead and destroying the wells, so that Yitzhak will get the message to leave, and he'll leave. Oh, just tell him. Okay. For some reason, they don't want to tell him. So what do? Instead of telling him straight, they do something, then he should get the message. Okay, I got that. You don't want to tell him. They're embarrassed to tell him. Whatever the reason. They don't want to tell him. So they do something, they should get the message. But then, what do? According to Rashi, they tell Yitzhak that they're doing it for a different reason. What are they doing that for? The whole purpose of closing the wells is so that Yitzhak should get the message to leave, but they tell him that we're doing it for a different reason so that he should realize why we're doing it. But that doesn't make sense. You're closing up the well so that Yitzhak will get the message that you don't like him and you want him to leave. But then you tell him, you know why we're closing up the well? Not because we don't like you, chas v'shalom, but we're closing up the well because we would be for the war. Why are they telling him if the whole purpose of closing the well is that Yitzhak should get the message and leave? So why are they telling him that that's not the reason? And why that they're hiding the reason? It's just strange. And then what makes it more strange is that Yitzhak, who's supposed to be this genius, don't get the message. You know, you think if they were giving Yitzhak a message and they obviously thought they were communicating, so then, then Yitzhak, who's a very smart person, should have gotten the message. You know, what's going on? So, I see some people are smiling, and see anyone who's married will understand. That's not, that's a joke. But this is how people communicate, right? This is how people communicate. Right? This is, they want to tell Yitzhak a message. But they're not ready to say it. Why? Because to say it, I can't bring myself to say it. Because to say it, I'm embarrassed, I'm uncomfortable, I don't want to say it. So what do? I do something which will give you the message. Now, but even when I do something that's give you the message, I might even say, put forget from what I want, because I don't want to say it. But I'm still doing it because I'm convinced that you're going to get the message. Because in my mind, it's obvious. Even though I'm telling you that that's not why I'm doing it, but of course that's why I'm doing it. And of course you know that's why I'm doing it. Now, if of course you know that's why I'm doing it, so why am I telling you that that's not why I'm doing it? Because I'm embarrassed. So I have to, it's embarrassing to do something which means that I want you to go. So even though I want you to get that message, and I'm sure you're going to get that message, and I'm ready to spend $1 million because I'm convinced you'll get the message this way, but I tell you that that's not why I'm doing it, because I'm embarrassed. But you're going to get the message anyway, so then I should still be embarrassed. No, it's not the same. There's an embarrassment of telling you the message with Farish, and there's an embarrassment of doing the body language which convinces the message, and then there's less embarrassment when I can deny the message, even though I know that you know that that my denial is not true. That's not as embarrassing. Right? So I'm ready to give you, fill in the well, tell you, I'll go out of my way to tell you, but don't think, Yitzhak, don't think I'm doing this because I don't like you. No, Yitzhak, I love you. I'm only doing this because of war. I'm convinced that you'll know that I'm for Baloney, and I'm doing it for the war, and so because I don't like you, and you'll get the message. But I tell you this because it's somehow or another, it takes away my busha, even though it makes no sense, because if I'm convinced that you'll understand that I'm lying, so why should it take away my busha? But that's how people are. That would be a kechus, a finishing kechus in that this destiny, that even though I know, I think that you know what I really mean, and you know that I'm lying, and this isn't at all true, and what I really mean is get lost, but I tell you, but don't think that I mean that, and that makes me feel better. Then, and I am so convinced that you're going to get the message, that I'm ready, you know, and then, what very often happens, lo and behold, that even though the other guy is very, very brilliant, he don't get the message, such a chiddush, because you told him that's not true. Which causes a great deal of misunderstandings. He said, why did he get the message? I told him. What's wrong with him? I told him, it was clear. I gave him clear message. So what you have here is a number of insights in human nature. I just have to add our Torah here. He says, first of all, the Melech is not a wimp. Abimelech is Melech of the king. I assume this is the same Abimelech. I'm not sure if it's the same Abimelech who was having the debate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Agam Gam Tzadik, that he's debating with Hashem, which is a pretty gutsy person who is arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. But either way, we assume that Abimelech, who was the king, was not a bashful, he was some kind of wimp that he couldn't express his feelings. He was probably a quite outspoken and not afraid of expressing himself. And nonetheless, even though he was not afraid of expressing himself, he felt more comfortable, of doing it this way, because it says, without the Sisachon, I would have thought it was just a plishtim, but he says, the Sisachon says there was Abimelech behind it. Abimelech shown as Gayim Machshav Tov. So the way the Sifrei Chachamim is hearing, this was all Avimelech's plan. It wasn't the people. The Parsha Chai was the people on their own. They didn't like Avraham Avinu. But he's saying it was Avimelech's plan to get Avraham to leave, so that Avimelech, the first one would be even a person who's not a wimp and not a bashful person and not afraid of telling people things. I'm sure Avimelech was a very powerful and outspoken person, but even he will prefer in certain situations to talk through this totally disguised way of talking, that he'll give a message through an action and he'll even deny it. No, Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean that. And he expects you to get the message, And he's ready, even if we said that Tzeiris, he's giving up the Beiris to convey that message. So the first finish would be that even that you should be, a person should realize, in order to avoid, we would say, I guess in Afkamina, the Maisa is, we said, to avoid miscommunication. That the listener should realize that people convey messages this way. This is a normal thing, even in Avimena. Who is a normal way of talking is instead of saying something explicitly, you do an action and then you deny what you really mean and you expect the other guy to get the message. That's normal way of communication. We don't assume that the math is crazy. This is a normal way of communication. And the second thing is a flip side, that you should also realize that the listener, first of all, should understand that this is a normal way that people communicate to him. So in order to, he should have his senses up to pick up that communication. And vice versa, the speaker, so to speak, should realize that very often these messages don't get across. And which also avoids a great deal of machlekes. Because here, we have the shmuz also, that even though Avimena did this, thinking that he was communicating, Yitzhak, who is a genius, don't get it. So there's, from both angles, from both parties, there's a nafkamina that each one should be more attuned to the other. That the listener should be attuned, that the people convey to you messages very, very indirectly, and they even deny it, and yet they expect you to get the message, and that's what they're doing it for. And the speaker, the one who's trying to convey the message, should be very attuned to the fact that it's very shayach that people do not get that message. And when we understand, you know, the way people communicate or miscommunicate, then that would hopefully avoid a great deal of miscommunication and make shalom bayis.